relate with life getting busier and busier and other things becoming and forming the priority. I think today's been a great service. I think it's been a great event. And I'm so grateful for the people who've kind of taken part in it. But I really hope that we don't go away from here thinking, well, that was a nice Saturday morning to spend. That was slightly different. But we really take on board what it is that we've heard and think about what our priorities are. I just wanted to thank everyone who has taken part, everyone who's been here, and also particularly the marrieds who've kind of taken part. You probably noticed this has been announced as a singles event, but there have been rogue married people involved, and they didn't have to be here, they didn't have to give their time, but they have in the singing, in the preaching, and behind the scenes with the food and things like that.
Yeah, OJ, fantastic, fantastic message. Thank you. Can we give him a round of applause one more time? Thanks, OJ. Thank you. I definitely really appreciate that because, I mean, I'm not that old as a Christian, but I think it is easy to get into this habit of thinking, yeah, I've been there, done that, got the T-shirt, I'm kind of settled in my faith. And it is, like he says, it's not the right attitude to have because you can get complacent. So I definitely feel challenged by that, and I really feel like I want to take it forward and, you know, hunger and thirst for God in every way of my life, and definitely recognize that my identity is in my relationship with God, and that's what's first. It's not my singlehood, it's not I'm a black woman, it's not I'm a teacher, but it's I'm a child of God. So I really, really appreciate that message. I hope that we can all take that away. And yeah, thank you so much, OJ. Just want to quickly, sorry. yeah, like Joe says, we want to give a big, massive thank you and round of applause to a lot of people that have made today possible. Lots of people have, you know, called me and asked me, Linda, what can we do to help? How can we help you? So I want to thank Maritza and Reinhard, who did the food and the worship. Thanks, guys. Thank you. We had Elisa and Joe. I think they're around somewhere who helped out with the worship as well. They've got a little baby, and they've been here with their baby all day. So thank you so much. Thanks, guys. Thank you. We've had Luena and Martin, married couple also, who helped to perform, helped us with the worship. Talented guys who have just given out their time. Thank you, thank you. And most importantly, thanks to all of you who've come. Thanks to the visitors that have come. Thanks to the Christians that have come just to really make today possible. I have fasted, I have prayed, and I really feel like God has made, you know, has really, really made today an amazing day. It's not the end. We've still got quite a few things to do. Still got a bit of worship to do. We've got some fantastic food at the back for you guys to enjoy. But I just wanted to thank you and really hope that you've had a great time. Sorry, one more thing quickly. You've got some response cards on your sheet. You've got some response cards on your seat. And basically, it's got a couple of questions on it. So if you are here for the first time, please feel free to have a read. And it's just basically, are you interested in getting to know God a bit more? Do you want to come to a Bible discussion or a church? Do you want to know where your local church service is? So if you are visiting, there are lots and lots of people who would be happy to talk to you and get to know. I'm sure you've spoken to them at the break already. Phil, who's at the back, he's just going to wave. If you fill out the response card and you want to hand it to someone, please hand it over to Phil with your contact details, and somebody would be more than happy to get in contact with you. Thanks once again. Worship team's going to come up now.
Hi, folks. I'm here just to give you all a couple of announcements. For those of you who don't know, my name's Jay Valentino. I'm from the Birmingham Church. And, yeah. I just wanted to, well, I've been asked today to share a thing that started on the 9th of February. And it's a fast for the whole of the UK singles. To basically trust God 100% with everything. So that's the nature of the fast. I just want to read a couple of scriptures out first. Psalm 37, from verse 4 to 6, it says, "Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord, trust in him, and he will do this. He will make your righteousness shine like the dawn, the justice of your cause like the noonday sun. In Psalm 147 it reads as well in verse 11, the Lord delights in those who fear him, who put their hope in his unfailing love. And then the last scripture is Proverbs 3, 5 to 6. And it just reads, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him and he will make your path straight. So basically this fast started on the 9th of February. And it's, like I say, it's a fast to trust God 100%. But the aim of it is to unify the UK singles, you know, for us to get God involved 100% in everything that we do, and to encourage one another with the good news that God is doing in our lives, and to help people who are struggling, you know, in their faith with whatever obstacles or distractions that are coming along. And for also for us to be a lamp to the lost, you know, to people who don't know about God's love yet, you know, who need to know about God's love, you know, just like we've received encouragement and support today and love, we need to be sharing that with others, you know. So the fast, I mean, it's quite flexible, you know, you can fast whatever you like. Whatever time of the day, because I know people work shifts and stuff like that. So if you want fast food and water, it's up to you. If it's just your favorite TV show, you know, then again, that's flexible. But for myself, I'm going to be doing the fast for the whole year, for the whole of 2009, because I feel like things can come and go, and it's very easy for people to be on board for a while, and your heart's there, but you really don't make that commitment. You don't really, really like see the importance of how much we actually need each other. And we can only love each other through having God, you know, at the center of everything that we do. So for me, I'm going to be doing it for the whole of 2009. And one thing I just want to say is, like, for those of you who do want to get involved and stuff, send me an email, you know, prayer requests, who wants to be involved, share it with people in your sectors, wherever you're from, because we really need God to do it. We can't love each other, we can't get unified without the help of the Lord. That's the truth. So I'm really, it's on my heart to do this, and I've already seen the benefits in my own family group and the teen group that I'm leading in Birmingham, and just even outside of that, just sharing with people and seeing the response that's happening and seeing God's spirit just move in people's lives who I didn't even know before this month. You know, it's very, very powerful. So I would encourage everybody, just, you know, go away, pray about it, fast about it, whatever. But if you're going to be on board, then be committed, you know, 100% the whole way. There was just one last thing I wanted to mention, just on that kind of theme of what OJ shared earlier, about our identity and community. You know, we are part of a Christian community, and for me personally, I just see God moving in powerful ways to help us create like a network where we can plug families, friends, and our own churches, you know, throughout the UK. So events like this aren't just happening here in London, but you guys are invited to Birmingham too, you know, and then Manchester and further afield, you know. But that's the goal, you know, that's the goal, that everybody throughout the whole of the UK can be encouraged. So what I'm trying to do is set up a website where we can share the good news, we can put up prayer requests, inspirational things like poems that have been shared today, you know. All these things really encourage us and help us stay focused on the mission, you know, and for loving each other. So for those of you who want to kind of contribute to that, there'll be a newsletter going out monthly, like by email or something like that, you know, so people can be getting encouraged by what's going on around the UK, and we can really try and be unified. So that's the Trusting God Fast 2009. There is another announcement to make, and that is, actually, before I do that, there's just one thing I just wanted to share with you guys. I got this printed up yesterday. And it's just, you know, sometimes when you go on holiday with your friends, like before you became a Christian, you know, sometimes, it just says, "In God we trust." And then obviously you can see, like, it's meant to be the Superman sign underneath, but there's a massive G in the middle for our big, huge, massive God. And then underneath it says, "To infinity and beyond." So these jumpers will be available for sale like today. So anybody who wants to order one, please come and see me, and I'll write your name down, take your details, and we'll sort it out and stuff. Like I say, anybody who wants to contribute to the website, or if you know, just it's all about networking. Let's just network and let's try and encourage each other. So there's just one more announcement to make, and that is there's a UK Mature Single Retreat in May. Now I haven't organised this; I've just been asked to announce this. And basically, it just reads in 2 Peter 1, verse 3, "His divine power has given us everything we need for life and godliness." So basically, the aim of this this retreat is just for the maturer people, over 35s, singles, in up and down the UK churches, just to go up to a place just outside Manchester, on the edge of the Peak District. I think it's Shrigley Hall Hotel. So there's like a spa, gym, swimming pool, golf, tennis, all those kind of things. So lots of things to do. But it's just basically with the agenda of encouraging one another, you know, building each other up in our faith. It's from the 22nd, that's Friday the 22nd to the Sunday the 24th of May. And that's near Macclesfield. So it's not far from Manchester Airport. Talks will be by Andy Boke. I think that's how you pronounce his name. I'm not sure. Boachie, yeah, there you go. Thanks. From the Manchester Church. And it's going to be £200, and this will cover accommodation for two nights, meals, and complimentary use of gym, spa, and swimming pool. So the event is for non-dating, mature singles, 35 years and over. So there you go. Oh, and there's a contact number at the bottom. Denise. So if anybody interested wants the contact details, just come and get me. Come and find me in the fellowship. There is an email, but I can't read the writing, so sorry about that. So that's it. That's the announcements. Thanks, folks. Thanks for listening.
Amen. I hope everyone enjoyed that. Brother up here was really high tech with a computer screen that, you know, up here. I don't know if anyone saw that, but it was very impressive. He checked some emails while he was doing the announcements. But we wanted to have a laptop in the front. We thought that was high tech, but he's taken it to a whole new level. Amen. Please stand for the last two songs. We're going to close out. Amen. Does everyone know the song? No? I see a few no's and a few yes or so. We'll try it out. Guys, for being extremely flexible in the singing, and I'm sure everyone really enjoyed it.